From bureaus worldwide, this is CNA 938 World Report. I'm Benji Hyer in London.
And I'm Jagruthi Dave in Washington. We begin today with President Biden's arrival in Britain at the start of a week-long trip to Europe, the first overseas visit of his presidency. Before he left Washington, the president indicated he sees the next few days as critical in shoring up support from G7 and European Union members for America's efforts to push back against China and Russia. And while Air Force One was crossing the Atlantic, back in Washington came reports that the Biden administration is preparing to purchase 500 million doses of Pfizer's vaccine and donate them to the rest of the world. That could be a game changer in the battle against COVID-19, but on other issues, the president does not seem equally eager to act. Our US Bureau Chief Simon Marks reports.
President Biden departed the White House just after breakfast, then just before he boarded Air Force One. Reporters asked him what he's hoping to achieve over the next 8 days.
Strengthening the alliance, make it clear to Putin and to China that Europe and the United States are tight.
For the White House, this trip is, as the president indicated, all about rebuilding alliances that were badly damaged during the Trump administration and sending signals to Moscow and Beijing that what he's calling a coalition of democracies is now coming together to confront the world's leading autocracies. As if to underscore that, while the president was in the air, his defense secretary, Lloyd Austin, issued a fresh order at the Pentagon, telling the U.S. military to take more action immediately to counter China and compete with it. And shortly after President Biden arrived at Mildenhall Air Force Base in Suffolk, his first official duty, addressing U.S. service personnel stationed there and telling them what his trip is all about.
This is my first overseas trip as President of the United States. I'm heading to the G7, then to the NATO ministerial, and then to meet with Mr. Putin to let him know what I want him to know. At every point along the way, we're going to make it clear that the United States is back and democracies of the world are standing together to tackle the toughest challenges and the issues that matter most to our future. That we're committed to leading with strength, defending our values, and delivering for our people.
He hailed the special relationship between the UK and Britain, an historic understanding that will now be underscored by a new Atlantic Charter to be signed by the President and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Government briefing documents suggested the two men think of themselves as facing a similar inflection point on the world stage to the one once faced by Winston Churchill and Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Ahead of his Thursday meeting with Joe Biden, the Prime Minister said it was nice having an American president back in office who cares about global alliances.
Joe is a massive supporter of NATO. He sees the importance of the UK and other allies in that architecture. So, you know, to be frank, that's different from the previous 4 years.
The president will underscore that by unveiling plans to buy 500 million doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine and then give them away to the rest of the world with no strings attached. But at least one key issue will not be addressed this week: the resumption of quarantine-free transatlantic travel for holidaymakers and business people alike. There will be no breakthroughs on that, say White House officials, in news that will dash the hopes of airlines desperate to get travelers back into the skies. I'm Simon Marks in Washington.